flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
It's interesting to watch all this. B, I don't know, did you see this, that there's going to be an NFL game in Australia?
Yeah. Yo, I just saw that.
That is far, dude.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind going to that game, though.
Yeah, but, like, I don't know how you build that one out for the rest of the schedule. I mean, Philly, what is Philly to Australia?
Well, whatever it is, it got to be that game right there. That person needs to have a bye after that game.
You know, for sure. And I almost feel like you have to play it on a Thursday night or something and give them like a longer trip, you know. But I guess the last thing you need is that on a short week. Is it the opener, though? Because at least if it's the opener, you can kind of control a lot more for when you go down there.
Mm-hmm.
Does the audio seem funny to you?
No.
Okay. Seems like there's an open mic somewhere.
Could be that mic or that which one was on?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see when they get back.
Yeah, we'll see if anybody does anything. Would you like doing that if you were a player? Australia's far, dude.
Yeah, it's far, but still, I think that you see, the team has to prepare that. If it's far, you're not going like the night before. You need to go like that week, be that whole damn week. Figure it out.
You know, the distance, the physical distance from Philadelphia to Australia is 10,500 miles.
Okay. How many hours?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. It's got to be.
So they're flying at about 300-400 miles per hour?
Well, dude, can you go that far? Do you have to stop?
There's flights going to Australia every day now. Do they fly all the way or do they stop somewhere?
I know, like, L.A., you could get there no problem. But L.A. to Philly's what, 5-6 hours?
Yeah. So about 10 hours?
No, dude. I bet it's
more. I flew from Atlanta to Maui. That was about a 10-11 hour flight.
So they're saying the flight from Philly to Australia is 22 hours.
It's a long damn time.
Yo, that's a long time. What's the farthest flight you took? Was it Atlanta to Maui?
Atlanta to Maui.
How far was that?
I don't know the distance. It was about 10 to 11 hours.
I did, on our honeymoon, we went to Cape Town, South Africa. And we did Dulles to London, London to Cape Town. And that was by far the longest flight I've ever taken. I want to say it was like 14 hours or something. It was long, dude. And not necessarily places you want to be, man. It was 22 hours on a plane to go play a football game. To me, it's if you want to go to Australia for vacation or whatever, awesome. That's kind of your.
Yeah, but see, you're going to be there. You got to be there the whole week.
I think I don't know if any of the Philly guys are around. They
Bro, if you're
going to
spend 44 hours on a plane, you got to be there for more than a week.
I mean, once you play the game, you're done, Lanford. You're coming back. You're flying. You don't give a damn about nothing. You what do you have to do? Lay down and go to damn sleep.
That's horrible, though. That's like, you know.
I don't care about it being horrible. It's what people do every damn day. You don't have to be there longer than a week. I'm saying a week just to give yourself a chance to be able to play the game. Once you're done, you're going back home.
I'd fight.
That is long, dude. That's two full days of your life on an airplane. I think. You think they'll go for a week? I don't know where it is on the – do we know where it is on the schedule? Is it the season opener?
Not sure.
Like, if it's the season opener, it's one thing because then you can build your way into it. But say it's week 5 or whatever it is, like, they also have a game the previous Sunday. So then you got
to – It's in October.
It's in October, right. So I mean, the earliest you could do is fly there Monday, right? Or Sunday night, I guess. That is significant travel, dude. The league's going to keep doing all this. Like, we got to stop the pearl clutching in reaction to it, I guess, because they're only going to keep continuing for world domination. I'm surprised they haven't played a game in China yet. I feel like kind of the English-speaking markets in Europe are where they're having their biggest growth.
Yeah.
Certainly. Dude, I talked to this guy from Germany last night. He was here to announce the game for the German audience. And he was an interesting cat, for sure. He was wearing this, like, crazy black and white outfit. But I think the NFL in Germany is huge. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they're doing games in Munich, Frankfurt, Berlin, right? I think
they're doing all over the place. I just pull up some flights to go there, and almost every flight is two stops.
Right. Now, I get they can get a charter. But still, can
a charter won't be
that.
It won't be two stops. It'll probably be one stop.
Well, once you get past Los Angeles, there's not a lot of places to stop. It's a big-ass ocean.
The amount of hours that you have is probably because of the multiple stops on these things. Because every one of them, two stops or more.
Where are you stopping? Hawaii? Mm-hmm. Guam? Midway?
Can't help you with that.
My guess is you fly Philly to L.A., L.A. to Sydney. I assume the game's in Sydney. Maybe I don't know enough there. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's going to be in Melbourne, which they say is Melbourne, but Melbourne to us. So I don't even – is that further? That is crazy, dude.
Do they ever think about how far people – they'll find a way.
So Jeff's the only one of us that's been to Australia. Jeffrey, what was your flight like? What was that travel like?
I went from BWI, and we went to LAX, and then we flew to Australia. And the flight wasn't that bad, considering the fact that all I did was watch movies, fall asleep, and wake up when they brought food to us.
But so you stopped one time.
Yeah, we only stopped at LAX, and then we flew
straight. And I promise you, that flight right there is probably less than 22 hours, depending on how long the layover actually was.
But Jeff didn't then have to wake up and get ready for a football game.
But Jeff don't get ready for a football game normally. Football players normally have – no, I'm saying football players normally go through crazy circumstances and they go play football. Like
that's
they true. They played Tampa – they played Cincinnati at night, got on a plane, flew to Arizona, was out there in Arizona in a different time zone. They played the game that weekend and they beat the hell out of them.
They had five days.
Yeah, they had 5 days, but still, that is – no difference than if they were to get to Wisconsin and play the game five to seven days later.
I think a three-hour time zone difference and the other side of the world, or I'm not – the football players are going to football play. That's what they do. I get what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. But like,
it is just more significant.
You don't have to – you're not going to be able to add much more time in the middle of a football season for them to do it unless you got a bye week afterwards or a bye week before it. And if the bye week is before it, are you going to leave a little earlier?
Wouldn't you rather have it after? I'm asking.
Hey, man, I don't. If the game is there, believe me, they'll find a way to play it.
Oh, they're playing, undoubtedly. my boy Luke just texted me, you could do the military planes that refuel in the air. You think the NFL's got that kind of clout?
The fastest nonstop flight from Los Angeles to Melbourne is 15 hours. So you fly to Los Angeles, it's going to take another 5 hours. And it's going to be right at 21, 22 because of the time.
You telling me Goodell and Jeffrey Lurie, Jalen Hurts, they can't get military refueling in the air?
Nah,
like Air Force One?
No, they're not doing that with a plane, with a big plane like that. That
Air Force One's a giant plane, isn't it?
Yeah, but Air Force One is set up where they're going to have a certain amount of people there. Not going to be a whole damn football team on there.
Hold on. Has White Brian also been to Australia?
I have. I was only four, though.
4 years old on a 24-hour flight? Goodness.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
I still don't know what was going through my parents' brain to put me on that flight, but I remember it going pretty well.
Why did you go to Australia at 4 years old?
My uncle had a job in Sydney, so my dad and I visited him.
And you never... It was just your pop in charge of a four-year-old on a 24-hour flight?
Yeah. And to this day, I still don't know how he did it, but it was a fun trip.
Dude, I don't know.
It's 22. The fastest flight from East Coast over is 22 hours and 4 minutes. 43 minutes, I mean.
Dude, I have two daughters. that I have never taken on a plane without my wife, let alone a four-year-old on a plane to Australia without my wife. Have you ever flown with your daughters without Monica?
Not through Hawaii with Bria.
How old was she, though?
She might have been about 4 or 5. We went to Maui for the NFLPA thing.
For the Pro Bowl, I thought.
No, different NFLPA.
Would Monica didn't go?
No, she didn't go that way. I thought she might have been
or something?
She was pregnant or something with one of the other kids.
Okay. How was that?
Cool. Every time
watch
I
movies.
They come on and say, you want something to drink? I say, yeah, let me get a champagne. And Bria say, can I get some Sprite in a champagne glass? I want to look like my daddy.
That's awesome.
So it was cool. I mean, I guess she had flown there before with all of us, you know, but then she going with me, she was cool.
The Commander's options for a international game, I feel like, are dwindling. Still a lot of hope that the Madrid game, I think. I don't know if hope's the right term. I'm not sure. Some people probably are against it.
In Spain?
I know you and I are for it.
I will take that one any day.
I think that is Miami playing a home game, and we know that Washington play. You know what, dude? I'm going to look at this way, Brian. Washington is playing at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So at worst, we're going to Miami. That's a net win. If it's Madrid, cool. If it's Miami, cool.
Yeah. I have no problem with either one of those.
You know, this is not like if we were going to Cleveland. And it's like, oh, man, we can go to Cleveland or we can go to Spain. Like, Miami, I'm not saying Miami, Spain, but Miami's pretty damn dope.
Yeah.
Especially if it's late in the year. You give me Miami in December,
yeah.
Sold, baby.
Still can play golf.
And just have some warmth. We were there the last couple times we've been
in Miami.
The last
time we were there, it was too damn warm. You said that picture where we
That was the game, though. That was the Callahan
hot.
Game.
That was hot, bro.
Yeah, that popped up on my phone, that photo.
Yeah, I don't need that.
We were there, though, last summer for the practices. That was hot.
But that game was hotter than that practice.
The game was hotter that day, but the humidity during those practices was
it was hell. It was hell.
Unbelievable. I don't know, man. I think you start looking at the schedule and what the NFL is doing. They could do anything they want. That's just the reality. We're all kind of just.
I'm going to say Qantas has a nonstop from Dallas, takes 17 hours.
Yeah, but Dallas ain't going. It's Philly. And but these are charters.
It's 20-something hours. Yeah. It's 20-something hours total. And that's what it's going to take you. But, like, if they're going out there to play, we are assuming. I'm telling you, it's going to be a week to week in 2 days. They'll be on their way and back. They're not going to be out there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. No, they're not going to do all that.
Well, dude, here's what's interesting. I agree with you. A friend of ours that knows stuff, Danny, just texted me. Thank you for listening. He said, I bet the teams that are playing in Australia are actually going to be playing like in L.A. the week before.
Probably so.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I don't know who it's. Who is that?
Or if you play a night, if you play a Thursday night game,
it's the Eagles playing the Rams.
Yeah,
so it's LA's going to be at home. Do the Eagles play the Chargers? Yeah, because Washington they play the AFC West. I bet the week before it's at LA against the Chargers, and then that makes the flight way more bearable because you're already out west. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
But
apparently, Lori. His condition was.
Well, I'm just told by someone who used to work for the NFL that they used to have preseason games in Sydney years ago. So it's not the first time they're doing this.
They've had one in 99. The Broncos played the Chargers. Apparently, Philly's really into it, but they won't give up a home game. So this is a Chargers home game.
Okay.
Which is generally like the big NFC East teams, especially, but like. Like when the Giants go to London, that's a Jags home game. You know, it generally works like that. Denton, if you notice B. Mitch looking at you, it's because he wanted catfish.
He did want catfish.
I texted him.
He didn't tell me where to get the catfish.
They say right over there. That CK told me somewhere over there.
I have not.
CK, he could tell
you. Yeah, I was about to say, I've seen some. They got some crazy stuff going on. Obviously, they got the wings. They
you know, then while we're talking right here, we won't find out where that catfish is at. CK right there.
No, hold on. The bratwursts are there. There's cupcakes at Pittsburgh. I would like a cupcake.
You want a cupcake?
Pittsburgh apparently has cupcakes. I have not seen nor heard of anybody mentioning catfish except you. Now, you have
CK came over here with catfish in the thing and say you need to get some catfish.
I think you might have the best catfish radar of any American.
He came over here with catfish in a little tray saying, did y'all get some? And I said, no, we're going to get Denton to get some.
You can tell CK is the boss now because we're asking Denton to go get us some. CK's just bragging that he's got it. Not offering to share, nothing. I was out here cluster busting.
Standing in line taping interviews, and I'm just getting text messages about, you got to go run and get catfish. With no direction of where that is.
I didn't say run. I say
I will talk to the
Grant, are you aware of catfish? Grant also not aware of catfish. So that's – yeah, apparently.
Are we sure there's actual catfish there?
I can't confirm.
Well, Kerwin? I can confirm CK had
some. Kerwin saw it.
CK had some.
Kerwin has seen the
you
catfish.
You think I'm going to call and ask for something that I don't think is here? I'm not that damn stupid, okay? One thing about me, when I ask for something, I more than likely know 100%
that
it is here.
That is it here. All right, I will talk
I'm
to
I'm not
CK,
you all. I don't play the games.
And I will get B. Mitch some catfish.
What about me?
I will get you some catfish.
No, he don't believe it's here.
Do you want catfish?
I don't not believe it's here. I just can't confirm it's here.
But we don't need you to confirm it.
I will go talk to a primary source.
Depending how much catfish exists, sure.
Okay.
I'd almost vote cupcake ahead of catfish.
So cupcake, catfish.
I'll take the catfish that he doesn't want. And
double catfish.
Perhaps a diet soda? That's upstairs. I'll try to do that myself.
How many arms do I have?
You're on cupcake catfish duty. Preferably not a catfish-flavored cupcake, however.
Yeah, I would not do that.
That sounds gross.
Yeah.
B, I like this from Andy Reid. Asked about coaching against Jeremiah Trotter's son, because obviously Trotter was on those Eagles teams. Andy Reid just, I love his simplicity. He just said, it means I'm old. Nobody go anywhere. The great catfish hunt continues on B. Mitch and Finley.